Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very good. Elite. Helping us talk sausage and Kenny Pickett. Our guy, Pete Haley, joins us on the BetQL guest line. Pedro, what up, bud?
Hello, JP. Good to hear you through your mouthful of rooster sausage. I hope you all had a really nice holiday weekend.
Yeah, hope you did too, buddy. We're kind of discussing bandwagons, if you will. And I think in town right now, there's a growing bandwagon for Sam Howell. Do you think it's warranted?
Well, I think it's warranted to the extent that any unknown quarterback is worth getting behind in case he is the quarterback. And I think at least he had that game against the Cowboys, even though the sample size is basically microscopic. He got onto an NFL field and showed that he could complete passes. He showed his scrambling ability. He beat Dallas, which is definitely worth something for this fan base. And there's some college tape that suggests he can be pretty productive too. So it shouldn't be a huge bandwagon. It should probably be like a four-wheeler the size of an Outback or a Camry, nothing bigger than that. But I think as we get through OTAs and the mini camps, and you know, I was positively impressed by him last week, as much as you can be impressed by a guy in May. It looked like he was in control and more decisive than Brissett, which I wasn't expecting. I think the bandwagon will grow, and I'm sure by week one it will be far too big, but one week one performance can justify that size because everybody wants a bandwagon in this town to hop on.
Yeah, and I think there's legitimate reasons to be excited. I've documented the two for me were the growth he made when we saw him preseason finale against the Ravens to the growth we saw when he actually played against the Cowboys week 18. I think that was real. I think he's looked good early on here in OTAs, but it's so early. Like, I often make the joke, if you can't look good at your senior prom, when can you look good? And so, like, you're supposed to be looking good right now. And I guess some people are talking about Brissett is a little slower to throw the ball. Like, that's who he is. We got, like, 8 years of Jacoby Brissett film to look at, and people are breaking it down from a May OTA practice. Your mic is not on.
I just said that. They want him to – everybody wants to judge everything off of a finished product, and I just think it's asinine.
So what do you think are realistic expectations for Hal?
Like, it's not going to come across as very motivating, but if you truly want to be realistic about a player who has played one game and who has upsides but is going to have to learn, this position is a lot about learning and taking your lumps, and sometimes the lumps are the size of like a four-story, five-story building. I think it's going to be that he plays slightly better than Heinicke and Wentz, than what those two guys gave him. I think some real strides you can make is with his accuracy and avoiding turnovers, especially the ones that Wentz avoided, you know, avoiding sacks, just trying to stay away from those really bad mistakes as much as possible. But inevitably, he will make them because he's really raw. So numbers-wise, you know, I don't think 4,000 yards is exactly doable. This offensive line still feels a little bit suspect, but there's certainly skill guys around him, tight ends and running backs who can help him too. So I think, you know, touchdown-interception ratio of like 1.8, 1.9 to 1, you don't turn it over too much, and you're hopefully healthy enough to play the majority, if not all of the games, play 15, 16 games. I think those are all realistic expectations, to be better than what this team had last year. And then in the future, we can start worrying about, okay, how highly ranked is this player in terms of the overall NFL?
I wonder if they're going to be able to pull it off. Is there any concern for you? And B, I'm curious what you think too. This is also Eric Bieniemy's first time completely running the offense. Not to suggest he didn't have a major say in it and call plays. I'm not doing any of that. Like, I think all that silly stuff. But it's his off. It's his room.
Yeah.
It's his side of the building now. You know what I mean? So you got new quarterback, new coordinator, who is taking on a significant role, a significantly larger role than he's ever had. And maybe he'll thrive in it. Maybe Howell will thrive in it. But there's a lot of newness to all of this. A
lot of newness, but one voice.
Sure.
I think that's something right there which can help Heineke also. It can limit things for him. Not Heineke. But ultimately, I think when we look at this thing, the interceptions in practice is, you ever notice that defensive players, after a while, they cheat a little bit. They know the plays a little bit more than the team that they're playing that week. And those guys will jump in front of stuff. They know what plays are coming. And you'll have some of that. But ultimately, it was the first day. That's why I'm a little bit – I can't get to that point right now because it's like the first day.
My thing is, I don't think we should be drawing conclusions either direction at how good he's looked or at if he – let's say – so tomorrow the media will be out there watching Hal. Let's say he throws four picks. Don't overreact. Like, four touchdowns?
Oh, they will, though.
Four touchdowns, don't overreact. Four picks, don't overreact.
My only counter, JP, yes, the newness is worrisome, but I'd also say it's warranted, and the newness could be really good. I would probably be more sketched out if this was Scott Turner still running the show with Sam Howell. I think the enemy, yeah, there might be a lot for him to understand. Ron is empowering him to organize things away from the field. The enemy's going to have to learn how to handle coaches under him. And I think he's got a great personality for it, a really big hunger. This is a huge opportunity for him, and he's very motivated to do well here. So those are all positives. There's going to be pains, just like Hal has, I bet, in terms of, you know, butting heads with guys or maybe having to learn how to discipline certain players. But Bieniemy, the upside is pretty huge, and I think he can do a lot for Hal. I think this team needs a fresh voice, and it's good that Hal, in a way, was only here for 1 year. It's not like he's been under Turner's system like Heineke was, and it's going to be a huge adjustment. I think Hal is largely a blank canvas, so I think the newness overall will be a plus, and maybe even the biggest plus that this team made this offseason.
Yeah, I think my biggest concern is the same as it was last year. It's the offensive line. Standig wrote something this morning. I don't know when he wrote it, but I saw it this morning. The depth, not just your starters, but do you know who your fourth tackle is? Projections?
Yeah, it's the Pittsburgh guy, right? Trent Scott.
I think it would be Braden Daniels.
Oh, yeah, I mean, either way, you're talking about a fourth rounder or a guy that was signed like in the middle of the offseason and nobody knew. So, yes, the offensive line, I think it's been slightly improved. Now, if you talked to me at the end of the season last year and presented me with this depth chart, I'd say that's not nearly enough. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's good to have Gates and Stromberg, some more solidification there at center, thanks to what this team has had to deal with at that position in the past couple years. And Wiley and Cosme on the right side, I think, is better than Turner and Cosme. But still, they went about it a little softer than I would have liked them to. I wanted to know for sure, okay, this O-line looks a lot better. And I know they only had so much budget and so many draft picks, but I do not feel that way right now, and that is troubling.
I think the biggest question to me is the defensive improvement last year, was it legitimate or was it a result of playing a weaker slate of quarterbacks like we saw two seasons ago? Or like we saw in 2020 when they won a really watered-down NFC East? Or was it a result of just a really good defense? Can the defense stay at that level that they played at last year? They were the best in the NFL at forcing punts. They were top 10 in points allowed, yards allowed. If they can stay there, then offensively you're not nearly asking for as much. But if they can't, then offensively you're going to need more. Do they have the line to protect? And is Howell the right guy?
Yeah.
Right. Your stuff about defense having to it's hard to be replicated year over year. Your stuff about third downs, this was the best third down defense. Will that repeat? It's almost impossible to repeat stuff like that. However, their turnover numbers were really porous. They drafted Emmanuel Forbes, who's excellent at that. They have Quan Martin now. Maybe Chase Young is at least good, if not really good, and he can help increase the pressure, get a couple strip sacks. So the turnovers can be the great equalizer. If you look at it like it's two scales, and on one scale it's third down defense, it's punts, it's like good tackling and health, like all those things really help supplement your defense. But on the other side, if you just plop down turnovers, I think turnovers can at least equal out compared to all those other factors, if not really outweigh them, because that's just such a deciding factor in games on a weekly basis.
I agree with that.
That would be really nice.
What turnovers are super fluky and volatile.
But what if the turnovers get better? They were awful last year.
Yeah.
What if they get way better in turnovers? But, yeah, they drop some in third down. You're giving the ball back to your offense. So, I mean, I think this thing is it's a lot of things that need to transpire, but it's not just the quarterback per se by himself.
I agree with that. I just
totally.
Listen, Forbes clearly has a knack for the football, but we don't know that will immediately translate. We just don't. And
yeah, it may not.
Right.
What if he's just right there on more guys where they don't have big plays and he's making the quarterback have to fit the ball in just perfectly. That's cool too.
Yeah. I think it's fun to be this deep and excited about it all. Like, there's real reason. Like, we're out there tomorrow. What do you want to watch the most?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm actually going to try and make a point of looking at, you know, Cole Turner has really jumped off, JP, and Beamish, before you get mad. I know it's off-season stuff, and last year he did well in training camp. A hamstring injury sidelined him, and then we didn't hear from him again really all year. But he certainly popped to me last week. I want to watch Cole Turner and Curtis Hodges. They sadly have an opportunity because of what happened to Armani Rogers. Logan Thomas, I think, is rounding into his form. Even though that form is now like 3 years ago, if we talk about him in 2020 and how excellent he was, that was a long time ago. So maybe that ceiling is gone, but at least he can be more productive than he has been the past couple of years. But behind him, there's a need for a second receiving tight end. They lose one in Rogers, but they have Turner and Hodges, two other mysterious prospects who they have high hopes for. Hodges is so freaking tall, and Turner is pretty big himself. So I want to watch those guys in the receiving game, see how they're coming along. And that's a pretty deep answer. But with this offense, that's really going to matter. We love the receivers. The running backs with Chris Rodriguez appear solid, if not spectacular. But there is some opportunity there at tight end, and there are some guys that this team likes. Whether that liking is justified is something I'll be paying attention to tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm excited to see that. It's funny. I did want to ask you about this other thing. We're talking about like different bandwagons across the NFL, and I think certainly we're seeing something brewing here with Howell. Your boy Kenny Pickett. I can't remember if you were super stoned or you just really like him. You told us a weird story about your feelings about Kenny Pickett. How much are you willing to buy into Pickett this year in Pittsburgh?
So I can confirm that I wasn't of the soundest mind, and I was watching some Monday night game last year. I think it was Steelers-Colts, like in November, a game no one else cared about, but I loved watching it, and it hit me that night with the mobility and just the intelligence and some of the things he was doing. It was not a perfect game by far, but like I just saw 5 years from now Kenny Pickett as a top five quarterback. And then I said on the podcast recently that Kenny Pickett and Anthony Richardson will be squaring off in AFC title games. So I have a lot of high hopes for Kenny Pickett. Will I pay attention to it a ton? No, but I think when he does ascend into this pantheon of top-tier quarterbacks, that I will cut that audio from the podcast and I'll tweet it out and I'll pretend like I really knew what I was talking about, as opposed to maybe just having an extra gummy and being entranced by something that was on television. I mean, it could have been any quarterback playing that night, and I probably would have come away thinking that he was super camp.
It could be the gummy. It could not be what you saw.
Certainly, Brian. And if that is the case, then I do apologize. And I know a lot of people come to me for my quarterback takes, my quarterback evaluations, and it might ding me. But Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh, definitely worth keeping an eye on. Look for him, you know, not MVP this year, but in the coming years. Oh boy, he's got a chance.
Trying to sound like Nate.
We'll see. I like Pickett, man. I think he does have something, and I think a lot of it is.
But let's think about Pickett.
Where
only reason
land.
We didn't like him, only reason people didn't like him because he had small hands.
I liked that. Him.
No, but people didn't like him because he had small hands.
Right. Well, and Cody didn't like him because he stole his high school girlfriend.
That'll hurt.
I also, dude, I've told this story 100 times, watching Monday Night Football one night with my wife, and she's watching Justin Herbert, and she's like, could the Redskins have had him? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, he probably wouldn't have been good if he came here.
Oh.
Pittsburgh just does things correct and different. And as much as they could have had Kenny Pickett and didn't, who knows what would have happened here. That maybe is why.
But that's a reputation that we have had.
Right.
People come here and they didn't. So that could change. We hope it changes. Like we were talking earlier about the guy that went to the Caps. The coach possibly going to the Caps.
No, it's done. It's official
but
now.
But official now.
Yeah.
So he can develop young talent. That is what you need to start seeing now, the young talent be developed to have the confidence in the people that are doing, that are hired for that job.
I know that we generally talk about football, but what'd you think of the Celtics and just all of that?
He had all his money on them.
I'm annoyed because I saw the Heat winning last night, but I was too scared. I just, you know, I fell prey to the momentum trap. But the resolve that it
takes.
Did
you bet the Celtics?
No, I just didn't bet it at all. But the resolve that it takes to go from up 3-0 to then tied 3-3, responding to a buzzer beater that was a fingernail away from sending you to the finals, going on the road into the hostilest of hostile environments and beat the hell out of the team that has won 3 in a row is just inspiring. The Heat with Spoelstra and Riley and Jimmy Butler just like hardos from top to bottom in the executive offices to the middle of their huddle. Like, what a cool story. I have no idea if they can beat the Nuggets, but I said I have no idea if they can beat Team X 3 times in a row, and they've done it. So I would absolutely not count them out. That was a awesome, awesome finish for them. And just the undrafted guys they have. So, yeah, JP, I saw you tweeted about the Heat culture. It feels super real. Culture is pretty fluky and just a buzzword for a lot of teams and maybe even this one here in Washington, the football team, and how often Ron says it. But the Heat have it, and it is benefiting them great.
Yes, it is.
It sure is. Thursday, the Commanders have announced that both Eric Bieniemy and Jack Del Rio will be available to the media, which is kind of an interesting wrinkle that we have to go back out there another day for this, but whatever. What's your top question for both of those men?
Thursday may be my day with you out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we could probably do like Old Ox and then go over there or go somewhere out there. Right. I'm just saying they don't talk till 2. Sorry, we're logistics planning.
I'll let you guys worry about your plans. This has allowed me to buy more time, and I still haven't really come up with a very good answer. So let's see. Del Rio, we've talked to him about so much. Just how does he build on the actually, JP, your stuff about third down defense. Hey, Jack, you know, third down defenses has historically been a very difficult thing to upkeep year over year. How do you guys plan on doing that? What are your thoughts on third down defenses being such a up and down number? There's a great question. And for Bieniemy, you know, I don't really care a ton about the things he's managing away from the field. It's interesting for his future. I guess just how do you plan on coaching him when he makes mistakes? Will you get on him? Will you take him aside? What's your patience level? How do you know when to push and prod a quarterback versus let him figure out himself? And then beyond that, we get to talk to all the assistants at 4 p.m. in the cafeteria. That'll be cool because there's a host of new faces, receivers coach, quarterbacks coach. The secondary coach is not new to the team, but is new to that role. So there's plenty to go on. They're shifting guys around, Zampezi, Castillo. So that 4 p.m. scrum with all the guys will also be worthwhile, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest question for EB is how long is the leash for Hal? What does this kid really get? And I don't know how honest of an answer we'll get. But
that's a great question for you as a media person. That's the last question the coordinator wants to hear.
He's not going to answer it.
Yeah, because like they're thinking like, damn, we haven't even gotten on the football field yet. Y'all already talking about when I'm a bitch guy.
Right. That's the thing with these questions. Like, you can come up with the biggest home run of a question, and then the person receiving can just, you know, completely ignore it, and then you feel like a jerk. So you need to work on a combination of this is an insightful question that will draw an insightful answer, and when people get angry about, oh, why did you ask this or that? I mean, sure, we could have asked it, but he would have dismissed it, and it would have taken up 4 seconds of the press.
How about
so you got to be careful.
This is a great question where you can get the answer. Coach, you know, you're working with Sam, and we know, understand he's a younger quarterback, but your experiences of working with younger quarterbacks in the past, when do you know that they're getting it or not getting it?
Bam. Damn.
You know how you like to say you're not part of the media?
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the media.
But that's a way of asking a question without, hey, how long is the leash?
Dude,
when you ask that question, he can't tell you. Because if he says one game or it's 10 games, we're looking for that moment.
If you're going out there Thursday, are you going to ask that question?
I'm
going to
probably be on the golf course at 4 o'clock on Thursday.
No, the enemy's talking at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
I might be on
the golf course. Just outed yourself.
I got a 350. So I can ask the question and then go.
That's going to be a long answer. Pete, thank you for the time, dude.
Really fun, guys. Thank you.
All right. That's our guy, Pete Haley. Give him a follow if you want. Talking bandwagons.
It's just being on both sides of it. I realize how you can get the answer out of somebody without asking that direct question. That direct question will get you Heisman. They will give you the stiff arm and keep moving past you.
I think that's why you're really good at this. I think that's why a lot of people listen to this. Don't go anywhere. Might even open these phone lines up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitchell, make it 7.5.
Give me the actual city. Nutbush?
I think Nutbush is the actual city.
See exactly how long it would take us to get there.
All right, you let me know. You'd have to rent a car. You'd have to call Sean. The four of us aren't all fitting in my truck. My truck's small. Jeff's car has tire problems.
We'll get there. Well, we're not driving Jeff's car.
Landfill, would you drive us all to Nutbush, Tennessee?
It is.
I'll drive, but we can't take my car.
We're going to Nutbush from here.
Woo!
Ooh, Lord.
It's far, right?
12 and a half hours.
It's 11 hours, 40 minutes.
What is it, out by Memphis or something?
It must be way out there. 12 hours, 14 minutes, 832 miles.
How long does it take to get to
We're going
to
do it in
New
less
Orleans.
Than 12, though. We might do it in about 10 hours, 35.
Okay.
Because you get on the highway, you could do 80, you just ride with the trucks, 18-wheelers.
All right. Well, yeah. We'll plan that. We'll get that on new business.
Yeah.
Speaking of new business, remember when the Raiders, Josh McDaniels specifically, chased Derek Carr out of town?
Yeah.
And what was their big move? Going to get Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jimmy G's fresh start with the Raiders is not going exactly as it was planned. I'm reading from Yahoo Sports here, and I think this was a NBC Sports Bay Area original report. The former Niners quarterback faces an uncertain future in the silver and black stemming from a foot injury suffered week 13 of last season, which could void his contract with the Raiders.
Well, if it voids that contract, they still can go find him some level of a quarterback.
Florio reported that he had a copy of Garoppolo's contract with the Raiders, and the signal caller signed a waiver in there, or a clause, rather, that's about his foot injury from last year, that he had foot surgery, and apparently now he can't pass a physical.
So as let's do this too, Jay. He can't pass a physical with their doctors. Did they get to a point where they see some other possibility and they want him not to pass the physical? Because it's a lot of strange things happening in the NFL.
Well, do you know what just happened in Vegas?
What?
Apparently what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. Tom Brady just bought into the team.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that looks incredibly different, that Brady could be the Raiders quarterback.
He bought into the team. He's not going to play again.
That is the working theory.
So Tom going to come, he going to be part owner and player?
I don't know if you're allowed to. Listen,
man, I saw Tom play last year. I think he's closer to being done than he is to being what he used to be.
Yeah, but what does he think?
He's not the main owner.
You don't think Mark Davis's crazy ass would let Brady start for him in a second? Okay. You're the one. You said, is there some reason they don't want him to pass a physical?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be to go to a dude that's almost 50 years old.
I mean, the sports books, which are based in Vegas, are already taking, now it's the offshore ones because regular sports books can't take these kind of bets. But there's already speculation, and you can bet on it, that Brady is the Raiders quarterback.
Okay. You putting money on it?
I don't think I would ever. Brady strikes me as the type of dude who's going to have to be dragged off a field.
Very impossible.
And I think when you add that he wanted to play in Vegas anyway before he went to Tampa, remember that was supposed to, that was going to happen and didn't.
How much money did he buy into, did he put into this buy-in?
I think he got 4% is something I read. I don't know the numbers.
4% of?
I have no idea what their valuation is.
Yeah.
But regardless, if you are buying into something, you know, like think about what happened with Michael Jordan here with the Wizards. First, he came back as an owner, executive. Then he's like, F it, I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that what's going to happen here, but don't you see some similarities between Tom Brady and Michael Jordan, two of the most competitive, driven dudes on the planet?
I understand, but I still don't think Tom is where he was. But we'll see.
Dude, MJ wasn't where he was when he played for the Wizards.
Well, he was better than what they had.
Right. Tom
took a major step backward last year.
Pete, do you know who's on their roster right now?
Parker.
Willie Parker? Who's Parker?
No, the quarterback. I mean, the receiver. What you need to know, how good is their offensive line, which you want to find out.
But you're saying when MJ came back here, he was better than what the Wizards had.
Correct. Yeah, and then basketball is not football. Football, you get hurt, you get hit, you get hurt. Basketball, you just score less points.
Do you know who, if Garoppolo's foot injury is messed up and they can't, and they void the contract,
mm-hmm.
they have Brian Hoyer. Tom Brady, at age 45, is better than Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, I understand that.
And Josh McDaniels is Brady's coordinator from the New England days when they had all their success.
Now you're starting to make your argument sound a little better.
And who did Tom get shipped out of New England? Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, we're not paying him this money. If anybody get this money, Tom tried to get he tried to guarantee his return on his investment.
And, dude, if you're buying into a team and then you're going to come there and sell a billion jerseys and sell it out and build up some excitement. And, dude, Brian Hoyer was Brady's backup most of the time they were all in New England together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell's happening here.
It's starting to make a lot more sense here, JP.
But I think it's a non-zero chance that Brady takes snaps in a Raiders uniform. And I'm not necessarily advocating it, saying that he should, but it's hella interesting.
Yeah, he may.
This is from CBS Sports. About Tom Brady. The seven-time Super Bowl winner is in the process of buying a piece of the Raiders, which could actually complicate things if he wants to return to the NFL. If Brady becomes an owner, he'd need the other owners to unanimously approve him as a player before he could suit up. Also,
they're going to do.
Also, there's been a report that the owners might include a stipulation in Brady's purchase that would forbid him from playing as long as he owned a stake in the team. This essentially means that if Brady gets approved as a part owner, it will become very difficult for him to play for the Raiders. However, he hasn't been approved yet, and he could simply drop out of the purchase if he was serious about playing another season.
Well, when that happens, then we'll see.
Also, let's not forget that Brady actually wanted to play for the Raiders at one point. Back in 2020, Brady to Vegas was almost a done deal, but then John Gruden decided at the last second that he didn't want to go through with adding Brady.
Because he didn't want to have somebody on the team that's bigger than him.
That was the famous Brady quote. You think that MF is better than me when Gruden wanted to roll with Derek Carr? I think there's some real stuff with this Brady thing. But do you know the other names considered if they can't get Brady and if Garoppolo's indeed done?
Give me a nut. Carson Wentz. Every time you throw it, when you throw it out like that, you basically give me the answer. But at least you got to try him out. But do you think Carson Wentz, with all his hang-ups about all everything else that's fun in the world, would want to go to Vegas?
Live far enough out. I don't know. I think he'd like a job, and I think—
But he don't believe in anything that Vegas stands for.
Serious question. Would you rather have Wentz or Matt Ryan?
I think Matt Ryan, at least he's going to hang out and talk to his teammates.
Matt Ryan, elite locker room guy. But if you watched him last year, the thrill is gone, baby.
Both of them. But I'll take the guy who's going to hang out with the players, and at least they will play for him and play better than the other guy.
If you're Mark Davis and your options are Brady, Wentz, Matt Ryan, Teddy Bridgewater still available?
Brady.
45-year-old Tom Brady. Come on down.
He pays 4%. He could play center, guard, and everything else he wanted to play.
We have our investigative team trying to track down the whereabouts of one Chris Russo Russell, WrestleMania. Unconfirmed if we're able to track him down.
We're trying to find out where Cody Best was when the car was stolen in Pittsburgh, too.
Damn
with
right.
The playbook of Kenny Pickett.
Damn right. Cody Betts, we're on to you.
Yeah, we want to see if Cody was anywhere close to Pittsburgh.
Also, 1 o'clock, Tariq El-Bashir joins the program. Talk about a new cap.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Coach. So are we getting big time by Chris Russell? Is that what's happening here? Oh, I've got a meeting.
Yeah, man. He said he bought you food. Why he have to talk to you as well?
Well, I was going to do a review. We'll start with Jeff. What was your favorite food? We all ate it, except B. B had his own food. What did you like? What did you not like from the Rooster Sausage Party?
I like the potato salad. The sausage was pretty good. However, along the lines of it being leftovers, it wasn't leftovers, he said. He said he was slaving over that last night. There is no way you made macaroni salad and potato salad, the same type of salad, to bring in with the sausage. I think he was slaving over it and made too much. And we got the extra.
Oh, I'm going to share with the boys. Do you believe that food was made specifically to bring to us at the radio station?
No.
Okay. Landfill. What did you think of the Rooster's sausage party?
The sausage was not bad.
I'm a sausage guy.
I liked the potato salad too. The macaroni salad kind of sucked, but you know.
Wow.
The potato salad and sausage was good.
I'm a sausage guy.
I agree with you that the macaroni salad would have come in third on a rankings. I'm also not. I feel better hearing both of you guys say that because I'm not a macaroni salad guy, so I wasn't fired up about it.
You like the D, I like sausage.
Oh, my God.
The biggest sausage in the party. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh, my
God.
Why
don't you go home and cook some eggs and some sausage for breakfast tomorrow? I made some Italian sausage.
See, the thing is, we really always have Chris Russell on the show.
Sausage.
I made some Italian sausage.
I mean...
Chris is a little different, dog.
Hey, big boy. Hey, big boy.
There were two types of sausage, correct? Was it a chicken sausage and a kielbasa?
Golly gee, he's swell.
Did you guys notice that?
And I got some ground beef and I made some meatballs and I got some Italian sausage.
Well, thank you, Chris, for bringing lunch in and then big timing us for the segment.
So I got to watch what I'm putting down the gullet.
Food was good.
They call it a foot long, but I'm telling you, man, it feels longer than that.
Landfill, how many of these do you have?
He has a million of them.
Now, I haven't taken a ruler to this thing, but it's at least 12 inches. I am the straw that stirs the drink around here, okay?
How many of those of me do you have? I heard you playing some during the break.
Yeah, I have a few. Give me a second here.
I don't know that I want to hear them.
You're about to.
Shout out to Russell for making lunch. Listen, I didn't have any lunch. It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Brian brought in some salmon that was really good, and he gave me a bite of it. So thank you to Brian for giving me a little bit of salmon. What we're going to do next... Uh-oh. Landini's up
Throw
to
Throw down with me.
Ah. Oh, that's you, Jeffy?
I've been drinking. I'm getting dragged on Insta.
That's an old one.
Oh, my hips don't lie. I'm on tonight because my hips don't lie.
You and I could go in the men's room right now. You and I could go in the men's room right now.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. My hips don't lie, though, so I'm not even embarrassed. Coming up next. Tariq El-Bashir from The Athletic does a great job covering the Capitals. You see him on Turner's hockey coverage. Tariq El-Bashir will join us break down the Caps. Listen, man, Monumental's making some moves in the last week. They hire a new basketball boss. Now they're hiring a new head coach for the Washington Capitals. Spencer Carberry, new man in town. Let's find out all about him next on The Fan.
I'm a sausage guy.
The Secret's Oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.